I totally forgot that you're not allowed to eat something. When you're going to get blood work for a physical, I forgot that you're supposed to fast before you get the blood work, because I am the guy. And it didn't dawn on me. It didn't dawn on me until I started talking it out on air that I am going to get a physical. I am going to get blood work. And I was about to do it while shoveling a chicken sandwich fried with cheese.
You guys all imagine Stugatz walking into blood work with a half-eaten sandwich, right, from Burger King?
With food all over my face. And my doctors were trying to get me to come in forever. Chris, are you doubting whether or not you can't eat before the blood work? Because I have questioned my doctor on it as well. The same way I question airlines when they tell me my phone has to be on airplane mode. Like, really? It's going to screw up your landing? My phone? Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that one for sure is a hoax. But, I mean, come on. They don't tell you, like, they also tell you not to go in the pool for a half hour after you eat. But that's a bunch of BS, too.
Wait.
Is it?
What did doctors get out of lying to you about that?
That's a good point.
Why would they lie to you about that?
That's fair. You're right. You're right. But, I mean, I'm just wondering, though, do you really feel like it's going to affect? Well, I guess it does. There's a reason they're telling you. So you're right, Billy. They have no there's no benefit to them lying about it. You're right.
It's all about power, right? The doctors want power over you. The airlines want power over you. Hey, don't use your phone because we're telling you not to use your phone. The doctor, hey, don't eat food. We're telling you to do it. So listen to us.
Hey, don't smoke. That's bad for you.
Exactly.
So your doctors have been trying to get you in for a long time.
I'm super hesitant to go into, like, have you guys gone to the dentist?
I have.
How'd you feel about it?
I mean, uncomfortable at first, and then I realized, oh, this is sanitary. They follow safety.
You guys
realize
I had a tooth removed before the pandemic started. Remember, I missed a day or a morning or something because I had to have a tooth.
It feels like it was 5 years ago.
I had to have a tooth pulled, and I haven't been able to fill it. Because I don't want to go to the dentist. I have not been able to go to the dentist for a year. I've had a hole in my mouth for a damn year.
I literally just had surgery. So there was that.
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty safe, clean places, but I understand people's apprehension.
I just think the thought of a dentist sticking his or her hands in your mouth during a time like this is not something.
Well, think about every time you go to a dentist, they're always wearing masks.
You know that dentists die earlier than the average profession. I think they're at the highest end of the list.
Is that because of the x-rays?
I think it's because just of the amount of disease that's in one's mouth, I think. I think
yeah,
if you look it up.
Your mouth, but the dentists die early?
I think dentists have a high suicide rate, not to take this into a completely dark place. Let me look this up.
I'm learning
Well, you
so
just
much.
Did. Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure about it.
Is that true? Is all of this true?
Ooh. I heard dentists like balloons more than mechanics.
Right here. Male dentists hold the highest suicide rate at 8.02%.
What's the rest of that look like? What's the rest of that list look like?
It's not the whole list. It says female dentists hold the fourth highest suicide rate at 5.28%.
Oh, wait, I shouldn't be doing that at all. I'm sorry.
I was hoping you'd do it faster. I was looking at you. I was looking from underneath my mountain of chicken, waiting to see when the fanfare would make an appearance.
That thing automatically goes off.
Seems like a poor taste.
I guess technically every profession has 100% death rate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're all gonna die, Bill.
Until someone doesn't, right? There has to be someone that just doesn't at one point.
Someone
and changes
die?
The game. Yeah, like one immortal person that then opens up the gate for everyone to be
Greg
immortal.
Cody.
Michael Jordan. Brady.
I'm watching the Heaven's Gate documentary on HBO Max right now. And it's all like they famously, there was a mass suicide. Everyone was wearing Nikes. And the whole thought of it was you end your body here so you can ascend and turn into your more perfect alien form and ascend into heaven. That like the clouds that the Bible would speak about in going to heaven was really just spaceships. In the first century, no one knew how to describe it. It's fascinating. Up there, top three cult of mine.
So
I heard a story. I actually heard a story about this. Apparently, there was a castration in the Heaven's Gate cult because somebody felt like.
Oh, I haven't gotten to it yet, but I'm counting down the minutes to the castration.
Yeah.
You have a list of top cults?
Yes, sir. Manson family, NXIVM, and Heaven's Gate.
Peyton Manning.
Aren't there two sex cults presently being featured in documentaries? It's not just, or rather, isn't it the same sex cult being featured in two different places?
I think there's a Hulu one. I think there's a Stars one, and then the HBO Max one. I got entrapped in the HBO Max one, which started off strong. And then by the end, quite frankly, I was rooting for the cult, man. People were insufferable. So long to tell the story. I mean, just, this should have been three episodes.
There are some exceptional documentaries being made now on Showtime and HBO. I've seen a good amount of them. I was curious whether you guys would be interested at all, because Showtime has gotten into the sports realm, but their documentaries kind of stink, almost all of them. Even Lawrence Phillips, Boogie Cousins.
The sports docs?
Edelman, yes, but they were doing Hector Macho Camacho, and I thought, they can't screw that one up. That one's got to be interesting, right?
What a great nickname that guy had.
Hector Macho Camacho. It's one of the all-time greats.
But have you seen any of these Showtime documentaries? Because I was hoping that Showtime would get into the sports game and make a better documentary than everyone else. Showtime's making some good television.
Showtime needs to make really good television for them to make it. It's a buffet, right? You essentially have your budget. I'm going to spend so much money on my streaming services a month, and Showtime just doesn't have the word-of-mouth project that gets everybody to run to that platform.
Well, I saw Desus and Mero have Barack Obama coming on. What a climb for those guys. And I just saw that Bryan Cranston, I saw the first episode. It was tense throughout. It was an interesting premise. Honor, I think, is the name.
The judge? Is it the judge or Your Honor?
Your Honor. He's a judge, and his son is in a hit-and-run accident in which he kills somebody, and Bryan Cranston, the judge, decides to cover up the crime, and the kid who died is the kid of the head of an organized crime family.
Wow. It was good. There's just been one episode, right?
I've only seen one. And
there's only been one
episode. But it was super tense. Like, the Belushi documentary on Showtime is excellent. It was artfully done, and it's of and for a certain age, but even if you don't know who John Belushi is, you will find a visit to that part of your past, a part of America's past, interesting.
Was there a castration of any sort, or a mass suicide, or just like a...
Reggie Wayne.
Good one.
Reggie Wayne was conscious.
I'm having trouble following the layers of this one.
That's a good cult.
Roy, how do you feel about how you said the word castrated there?
I'm sorry. Like, I couldn't keep a straight face on that one.
Edrin James.
Roy was really good today. We need to unleash your superpower.
Roy, do we want to play that game? Do you want to play the game maybe tomorrow or next week? Do you want to play the game where we quiz your just incredibly obscure movie trivia knowledge?
I mean, you can't even want to. And there's no guarantee that I might succeed in this game. But yeah, you can. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, but
it's
got to be movies you've seen, correct? Like, it's not any good to ask you obscure movies that you haven't seen. But I just feel like Roy has a weird recall for all of this nonsense.
I don't know. It does. I don't think it has to be. I don't think it has to be movies I actually seen. I pay attention to everything, so
Roy,
might be the commercial for the movie, the trailer, or whatever.
Roy, 1992 animated feature film featuring the voices of Faison Love, Tone Loke, John Witherspoon, and Marcus Hewson.
That's Bebe's Kids.
You're
I believe.
Incredible. You're
that's
amazing.
John
I was good as my landlord. That was my former landlord on Miami Beach. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Pick up that name you dropped.
Just Saturday.
It's no Larry Bluestein.
I was gonna say, if Roy gets this right, I'm leaving. You got it right. See ya.